slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1985. It's April of 1985 in Half Moon Bay and the Coastside. What were things like around here back then? Well, check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Big crowds attend grand opening party at Long's Drugs. Half Moon Bay dignitaries and Long's Drugs managers and vice presidents participated in the ribbon-cutting ceremony marking the opening of the new drugstore in Strawflower Village Shopping Center. And $220 of frozen meat stolen from Golden West Restaurant. In early morning hours, someone broke into the Golden West Restaurant and made off with $220 of meat. Apparently, nearby Half Moon Bay Lodge was also entered, according to the night auditor, but nothing was taken. Sailboat sinks off Half Moon Bay. The Coast Guard rescues operator after being in the cold waters of the Pacific for 12 hours. The operator of the sailboat was rescued after the vessel sank. Cause of the sinking is unknown, and it was not until a distress signal was picked up by an Air Force station in Illinois and relayed back to the Coast Guard in Alameda that Jack Hoover of Tracy was rescued. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Thank you all for a great turnout for St. Paddy's Day at my pub. Many of you saw the big blow-up leprechaun welcoming the green fun and music and the corned beef dinner for all. We had green everywhere, and a good time was had all throughout the weekend, starting Friday through the actual Monday of St. Paddy's Day. Music was played, green was worn, and for a few days, we were all Irish. It was truly a good time. Thank you for all coming, and I hope to see you next year as well, as we've created a monster, and it's a wonderful Coastside tradition. And speaking of blow-up things, welcoming you to my pub, have you been noticing the big blow-up of Winston Churchill that I have right at the corner of Highway 1 and Wavecrest Road? Please look out for Winston. Keep calm and Cameron's on. Topping the news in 1985, as the spread of AIDS increases, governments around the world start screening blood donations for AIDS, and the first version of Windows is released, version 1.0. Terrorists continue to perform acts of terrorism, including the hijack of TWA Flight 847. Famine in Ethiopia is shown more on TV news in July, and Live Aid concerts around the world raise many millions to help starving in Africa, and the pop industry and the U.S. joins together to sing We Are the World. In 1985, you could buy a house for $89,000 on an average yearly income of $22,000, monthly rent $375, postage stamp 22 cents, a pound of bacon $1.65, and gasoline for your car less than a pound of bacon. Gas is just $1.09 a gallon. As mentioned earlier, millions of dollars was raised in the spring of 1985 to help the starving in Africa, and much of that money came from the efforts of the pop music industry. 46 major artists came together under the common name USA for Africa. Their recording was number one for 4 weeks and went platinum. Here's USA for Africa and We Are the World.
We are the ones. must lend a helping hand.
We are the world. We are the children.
We are the one to make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
This singer is relatively new on the music scene. She was born in Bay City, Michigan. Her first hit was just 2 years ago, and she is off to a good start. Here's Madonna and Angel.
Just now I realize.
Until next time, for another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.